Heads up for you Metallica nerds, we will give away the tickets for their show at EB's favorite corporate name stadium. That's Northwest Stadium.
You know what? You're right, though. All these stadiums have awful names now.
A lot of them do.
They really do.
So we'll do that at 8:45. We'll do the name that obscure Metallica tune. We'll do that at 8:45. So get ready. I'll tell you when to call. Not quite yet. Soon. It's right around the corner. All right, let's do the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
On Tuesdays, we like to play True or False. Ooh. True or False Tuesdays, and we're going to start with something we played a little bit earlier on the show, and we can take calls on it. Damian Woody from ESPN went so far as to say Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC. We have some clips that we can play. Oh. Is he true or false? Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC.
I don't know.
What can you tell us right now? What statement are you willing to make right this moment about Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now. I'm going to repeat again. Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC right now.
Is that true, Jason Bishop?
He's playing the best. I'll say that. I mean,
I'll give you some NFC quarterbacks.
They've scored 121 points.
I'll say false. I'll go the other side. I love what he's doing.
I don't know if he's the best because Jared Goff is pretty darn good.
Jordan Brock Love, Purdy? When he's on, is very good
Brock
as well.
Brock Purdy's very good.
Dak Prescott.
Now, those guys can't run like Daniels. That's the
correct.
Problem.
What about Sam Darnold? He's throwing multiple touchdowns in every game.
I just like
You have to throw these names out there.
You have to.
There's some pretty good quarterbacks in
the
NFC.
He might be playing the best. You can debate that, but I don't know if he is the best.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us in the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines.
The fact that he's even in the discussion, I'm not going to go hard either way. Yeah. You say a guy, and I'm not going to argue with you. But the fact that he's even in the discussion is insane.
It's amazing for the franchise.
Yeah.
He's a franchise changer.
I really think he
is. Through four games. I mean, that's what he looks like.
And I don't even think you ever need to bring the other number two pick. There's no comparison between his skill set.
Never mentioning him ever again.
His toolbox and the other guys.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go through this real quick, and you can get your buzzer ready.
All right.
Okay? So the statement was, Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC. True or false? Jason wants to change definition. He's playing better. Whatever.
No,
all right, true or false?
No, I did answer your question. I said no. I said he might be playing the best, but is he the best? No.
Is Jaden Daniels better than Geno Smith?
Would I rather have Jaden Daniels than Geno Smith? Yes.
I would rather have Jaden at this point.
Derek
just
Carr.
Because
I'm just going to go through some.
Because of the youth factor, too.
I'm going to go
Geno's
through some
like 33.
Better NFC quarterbacks. Derek Carr.
No, I mean, he's better than
Kirk Cousins, your boy Kirky.
It pains me to say it, but he's better than Kirky.
You mentioned Jordan Love before.
Love's pretty good.
I think Love's pretty good.
Three picks. I mean,
it's okay. He was coming off an injury. It's okay.
He was really good in the second half, but yes, he did throw three picks.
Won a Super Bowl, Matthew Stafford.
At this point, I'd rather have Jaden.
Dak Prescott.
Well, hold on. Stafford's a better quarterback if he's got his two receivers.
Potentially.
Stafford could really spin it.
He's a zero with his legs.
Correct.
A big, fat zero.
All these guys are zeros with their legs.
A lot of them,
Cousins and Carr and all
that. That's what's really tipping cakes.
Dak.
The legs are really, really tipping the
scale. Once they're down at the 10-yard line, I mean, he's a threat to run anywhere, but he's certainly a threat at the goal line.
Yeah.
Those other guys are not.
Dak Prescott.
Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Jaden.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Keep crossing. I mean, Dak led the league in passing and touchdowns last year.
Right.
Baker Mayfield.
He's on a bona fide heater. Still rather have Jaden.
Jared Goff.
Jaden.
Jalen Hurts.
I'd rather have Goff.
Jaden. I've got Jaden Mania.
Brock
Purdy.
I don't
know what to tell you. Jaden.
He's the best NFC team.
Can I baptize you?
You didn't put Sam Darnold in there.
I didn't. Yeah, Sam
Darnold. You'd rather have Jaden. You're going to say Jaden.
Jaden.
Hey, can I baptize you? Are you ready to become a diehard?
I'm pretty vulnerable.
Are you ready to become a diehard?
I might be ready.
Will you cry if we lose to the Browns?
No, I can't.
Will you feel terrible?
I don't think I can go that hard.
He won't.
See, like, that's, it
He'll
has
never
to be
feel
organic.
Terrible. He's a fantasy
you
guy.
You have to feel terrible when we lose.
I don't know if I'll feel terrible.
He'll feel bad.
I'm just being honest with you here.
Eric, he'll feel bad if, because Daniels is on one of his fantasy teams.
If
how many?
How
many? Two?
He's on at least one.
Yeah, if he gets injured.
He's on one that really matters.
Yes. That's when he'll start to
like
cry.
An important one.
800-636-1067. Do you believe Jaden Daniels already is the best quarterback in the NFC? AFC's got Mahomes and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, but in the NFC, there's some good quarterbacks.
I'm not
going to
say he's
level.
Better than those guys, like at the very top. But I would say, and it's conflating the question, but I would say I'd rather have him at his age than those other guys at 35, 34, 33,
certainly.
32, 31.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a different question.
But he's not the better. I mean, he's a better running quarterback than all those guys you mentioned, but he's not the best overall quarterback.
But not yet.
Because Jared Goff went to an NFC championship.
I might go Purdy.
Purdy went to Super Bowl.
Purdy is
damn
impressive.
I think he's awesome. What are you going to say, Drab?
Well, I'm just saying, if you guys are just talking about this year, how can you say he's better than Baker? What Baker's done so far.
Because you're just not a believer.
And Baker beat him
head to head. No, but you guys are just creating scenarios for everything. Obviously, if you're starting from scratch and you got a 23-year-old quarterback and he's so impressive so far, you're going to take him over guys like Sam Darnold and Geno or guys that have...
Most of them. Most of them.
Yeah, of course. But you say right now, I don't know if you can make the argument that he's playing better than Baker's played
Baker's
already this
down
year.
Baker's been really good.
On QBR, he's 13th. Jaden's fourth.
Well, it's been the last 2 weeks. That's what happens when you put up 80 points in 2 weeks.
Right.
You get elevated to what Damian Woody's saying. He's the best in the NFC.
Jaden's played four NFL games.
Yeah.
Compared to how many for Baker Mayfield? How many games has he started?
I know, but his question was, who's the best in the NFC right now? That was his question.
Right.
Yeah, I think I still would say there are other quarterbacks that are better. But he is playing as well, if not better, than those guys.
Sam Darnold is ranked 2/10 or 2/100, whatever the hell that is, higher. 2/10 higher than Jaden on QBR.
Right.
So, I mean,
he's been remarkably efficient.
Right. Now, old school metric, he's much better, and he's got 11 touchdowns versus 3 passing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jared Goff just went 18 for 18 last night. Why are we talking about him?
It was a really nice performance.
Overrated. I really do. I don't know.
How's he overrated?
His star turn is crazy to me.
I think the reason why you're not talking about him this year is because this year he only has one more touchdown than interceptions.
Okay,
I think
but
going into that game,
they're
3-1,
and he's coming off a year where they went to the conference championship.
I know. Listen, you're right. I'm probably wrong. I just have a hard time anointing Jared Goff.
I think people put him lower because he's carried by Gibbs and Montgomery. Like, they're the stars of that offense, and to me, Goff is like, kind of takes a back seat to them.
Jason's a Goff guy.
He gets the ball to
one of the best receivers. You're a Goff and a May guy.
You're a Goff guy.
Well, I think you can't overlook what Dak does, too. Dak's been terrible in the postseason, but he puts up huge numbers.
Right.
And he only has one threat. He's got one weapon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. CD.
He's got the worst offense, or it's got one of the worst running games in the league.
I think Dak is pretty good. In years past, I'd been thrilled to have Dak. Now I'd rather have my guy.
Well, yeah, because
of the youth.
Yeah, and the running ability.
Yeah.
I see that.
But at a minimum, he's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation for the, I mean, which is crazy. Now, if we go out, and again, if we lose to the Browns, it's going to be humiliating. It's going to be deflating. And God only knows. My whole outlook on a season could change.
It'll ruin your week if they lose to the Browns.
It always ruins my week. That's the difference between you and me. That's
true,
the difference.
But losing to the Browns, like they can't even score 20 points, that's worse than like losing to the 49ers, who are like a capable team.
Of course.
Depends on who the caliber of the opponent
is. It'll be humiliating.
Speaking of the Browns, true or false, the Browns didn't re-sign Joe Flacco because the organization didn't want to deal with fans if Watson played poorly, calling for Flacco to play.
I'd say that's true.
They deny it, but there are a couple of reporters in Cleveland and say that's what they did. They didn't want Flacco back because they thought the fans would boo Deshaun
and
want Joe Flacco in.
Flacco clearly outplayed Deshaun when he took over for him. And Flacco has proved capable. He did it this past weekend when Anthony Richardson went down.
He just gets it done.
Just went,
I mean,
boop. Josh Downs, there's a touchdown for you. I can't remember who he threw the second one to, but he threw two touchdowns with the quickness. Joe Flacco is a high level backup.
Yeah, he is. It looks like the game, it just runs so much slower. Everything is just slow for him.
Right.
Well, I heard Herm Edwards say this, and it's so true. He said, well, when Flacco comes in, he's seen everything.
Right.
He's seen everything.
So, and if I'm saying, look, too high, he knows how to attack that. Shane, he sees Steichen, cover one, whatever he's seen.
Look, I love dual threat quarterbacks. I love Anthony Richardson's skill set. I don't love the fact that he's throwing picks in the end zone on 5-yard passes. Yeah. I love his rocket arm, but if I'm Steichen and he's not 100%, I'm going to say, hey, kid, watch this pro. Watch how he works. Try to learn some things from him. You're going to take a seat on the sideline for a few weeks. I'm going to ride that Flacco bandwagon.
I wonder if Browns fans are chanting for Jameis.
I'm sure some of them are.
Especially if they lose again and they're 1-4.
Right. That drum beat is getting louder.
But you know what? There's nothing they can do. They gave him $1 billion.
Well, if Stefanski...
I mean, they can bench him.
If Stefanski has a pair, he'll just say, I can't play this guy any longer. Look at what he's doing to the offense.
Well, yeah, Jameis ain't going to win either, though.
Probably not.
True or false, Aaron Rodgers hates his head coach, Robert Slaw.
So true. It's the truest thing you've ever said.
I thought you were going to say true or false, he's washed up. And that would have been true.
A week ago, we thought he was good.
He was terrible this past week.
So Aaron Rodgers had the hug or non-hug, was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then this week, Saleh, who's backtracked, at first kind of blamed Rodgers and the cadence issues for all the penalties, and then he backtracked, but he said, we've got to figure out whether or not we're good enough or ready to handle all the cadence.
Yeah, that's not going to sit well with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the most powerful person in that building, and he knows that Saleh is a stooge, and if he wants him fired, he'll get him fired. Isn't his guy Nate Hackett the offensive coordinator?
Yes.
No, that's correct.
Then he just gets... He elevates his guy to the head coach. He basically single-handedly performs a coup behind the scenes and gets Saleh out of there.
But Rodgers also has to play better.
That's true.
I mean,
without a doubt.
He can't get the ball to his best receiver.
And then that's a problem.
Now, his best receiver likes to fumble the ball after he catches it.
That's true.
But he can't get to him.
All right, you can call us right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. Get lined up for your chance to win tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium, 800-636-1067. We'll play Name That Metallica Tune next for your chance to win.